Today on The Travel Guys.
Resort bubbles and middle seats on the plane top the travel news. Details are next.
One of our goals is to make you a smarter traveler, and at 3:20 today, we cover the humorous and the serious as we have Rick Steves, Not Traveling to Europe, Travel Tips. And Mark shares some views from a friend of the show who's against bailing out the airlines again in September.
Pretty rare these days for an airport to be announcing new service, but that's exactly what's happening at Sacramento International. International is the key word. Details at 3:35.
A few weeks back, we talked about train rides in Sacramento, and today we have more rail excursions, trains with wine and beer tasting, some trips for families. Stay tuned to 3:50 for your chance to win a ride on the rails.
There's a serious virus on our planet. People are staying at or close to home. Just helping you keep your sanity, we're here to help you poke your head out from time to time. Maybe dream about a future adventure. We are the show that's all about the journey. We are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Up to Alaska. I go north. The rush is on.
With the show.
Hey there, my friends. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, known as the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for joining us on this fine Sunday. Fine because we're here. I tell you this, between the COVID and now the smoke and the fires and the bad air, I tell you, can you think of any other reason to want to just kind of hunker down safely in your home, or in this case, maybe your air-conditioned car, and listen to a little bit of radio? Thanks for joining us. Mark, how you doing? What's the latest with our friends there at Sports Leisure?
I'm doing okay. I saw the panic in your face there. People have to know that if they haven't heard before, we have Luis is at the station over by Arden Fair, and Tom is in his home, and I am in my office, and we have studios rigged up, so this all sounds fairly good. But Tom and I are on FaceTime so that we can see each other. And I realized as the title music was playing there that I didn't have the travel news in front of me, and I didn't know where it was. And so yeah. I knew getting up and leaving was going to leave you a bit panic-stricken because you were going to look there and see there was no one there.
Just for a moment, I saw you get up and walk away, and I thought, uh-oh. Wonder what this is about.
I found
it. Fortunately, you didn't have far to go to get your stack of what's going on in the news. Anything
Speaking
of news, anything new with Sports Leisure Vacations?
Well, Sports Leisure Vacations, we haven't taken anybody anywhere for quite some time, but there's a rumor, there's only a rumor, that on Tuesday, some Sports Leisure travelers are going to hijack a motor coach and make a short trip out to Slough House and up to Auburn to a very famous pie shop. Now, it's just a rumor. I can't confirm it, but you never know what could happen. We will report on this and get back to you next week. But it sounds to me like they're going to hijack a bus and just take off.
Good, 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 good for you guys. By the way, my wife asked, she heard you mention this pie place, and others probably did too. Remind us again of the name of the pie place.
Oh, man, I'm going to say this wrong. I know. It's IKEDA. It's not pronounced like the furniture store.
IKEDA. Oh, I'll look
Ikeda.
It up.
IKEDA.
Okay.
I promise you next week I will know the answer. You ask me this question again next week, and okay. I promise you I will get it right. But they have, it's right up there where Lou Labonte's used to be along the freeway.
I know where that is.
And that is now like Awful Annie's or something like that. And anyway, it's,
right, that's exactly
they have
what
the
it is.
Best and most, I mean, the most variety of pies and stuff like that. So I mean, we're talking thousands of calories just in
yeah,
one.
Yeah. So what is their openage look like there?
What is I their mean, openage?
Meaning is it curbside?
What the hell is openage?
Pickup,
Well, that's today's word for being
that's
open.
It's a COVID word. Yeah, okay, I get it.
It's a COVID word.
How are you doing business?
Are they doing outdoor dining or what?
Openage. I like that. You can go in and get things to go. So you can go into the shop and get a pie or piece of pie, or, you know, you can just go in, you know, with a weapon and get all the pies or whatever it is that you need to do. But they have a chocolate cream pie up there that has my name on it. I don't think it's been made quite yet. They'll probably make it tomorrow, but they're going to put my name on the crust on the inside, so they'll know which one is mine. Tuesday. So anyways, you know, if you really kiss up to me and you're really nice to me or something like that, you don't live very far away, you know, what kind of pie does your wife like?
Coconut cream.
Coconut
cream. Trade you some tomatoes for coconut cream.
Tomatoes for coconut cream. We could be talking here. Your tomatoes are pretty good. We better get on to the travel news here. We could yak like this all day long.
You got it. All right. At the top of every Travel Guys radio show, we do our best to bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news.
And the coconut cream pie shop.
Yes.
Yes.
What do you got?
Well, Hawaii, we talk about these guys every week because it's something different every week. And this time, they have decided that they might try resort bubbles. So, this is kind of interesting. Can you imagine, Tom, flying to Hawaii? I could never do this, but there might be a few people that this would work for. You fly to the islands. The hotel picks you up in their shuttle van. They take you to the hotel. You check in the resort, ideally, and you never leave the property until it's time to go back to the airport on the hotel shuttle and check in and come home. Now, you're a Hawaii guy. Would you consider anything like that?
Well, you know, there are certain resorts and certain places in Hawaii that you could probably get away with it. But now, if they have a quarantine for 14 days, doesn't mean that you have to stay 14 days. It means that you can't go anywhere for 14
days. You could go
for,
under this rule, you could hypothetically go for a week, and they would...
Yes, you go for a week.
The quarantine would be gone.
You know, bottom line is those that maybe have visited the islands multiple times and have seen a lot of things, and they are just looking to get away... The resort that they're going to is maybe their favorite. They just want to sit by the beach or sit by the pool and enjoy the experience and they don't need to get in a rental car and drive around the island. I think there will be people that will do that, but they will be those that have seen all of the islands previously.
Yeah,
wouldn't be a very good first trip.
Or they have,
sure.
You know, they go to Maui and they have a favorite restaurant in Lahaina. And they think, well, you know, we could slip down there. Nobody would really know. And so that's the problem. They cut off the inter-island travel among Hawaiians, for God's sake, because they of the COVID spread. So I just, I look at the islands. I was looking at some of the places there last week, and a lot of my favorite places are closed. And, you know, so you don't know if they're ever going to come back. And I just, I don't know. I guess the bubble thing, I think... For a very limited number of big hoteliers, it would be great. But what about for all of the outfitters and the people who run restaurants and the shave ice store and the great little cookie shop and and Mama Leona's pie place? And there we are back on pies again. Tell where my loyalty lies. I think of all the other people in Hawaii I've been taking people there a long time and we go to moderate hotels and resorts that offer value and in many cases are not. We did that big resort thing on Maui for a couple of years, and people said, gee, you know, my room is a half a mile from the front desk and it takes me 15 minutes to get there, and you know, it's like $300 a night and maybe not so much. You know, maybe stay in town at the King Cam on a big island and for $150 and not quite so luxurious, and walk across the street to the fish hopper for breakfast in the morning or something like that, because you've presented the yin to the yang here. So maybe it will work. I still think it's a few big hotel guys set the governor down and bought him lunch and a couple of cocktails, I think.
I would say you're right.
All right. Talking about reopenings here. The Metropolitan Museum in New York is going to reopen for 5 days a week starting August the 29th. So if you're going to New York City, you still can't go to Broadway shows, but at least you can go to the Met. Alcatraz Island is reopening outdoor areas to visitors. You can't take a tour of the cell blocks and the traditional tour, but you now will be able to take a boat to the island, and they will do a tour for you outside on the outside areas, and many of the outside areas have been opened up. If you're somebody who's never been to Alcatraz before, then this might not be a bad thing. If you're somebody who has been there and didn't get to see these things, why then might not be so bad. My pick is this will get old fairly fast. But anyway, there's a way to see some stuff on Alcatraz. This is kind of cool. A few cruise ships, Tom, have started sailing again. On August the 16th, MSC Cruises became the first major cruise line to restart sailing in the Mediterranean since March. It's a pretty good-sized cruise line in the Mediterranean. So a few days into their itinerary, a family aboard that first sailing goes on a shore excursion, and they decide after the shore excursion they're going to go off on their own. Well, the rules are on this cruise is that if you get off the ship and do a shore excursion, you come back to the ship. You don't get to go wandering off in town or something like that. Sort of what we're talking about, keeping all the people in a bubble. Well, this family wandered off, and so when they came back to the ship, they didn't let them back on the ship. They had all their stuff all packed and said, here you are, and good luck to you. You've broken the rules, and you've broken the social bubble. You can't get back on the ship, and, you know, we can't help you. We have to move on. And so all that would just be a little bit of a warning to people who think, you know, well, we can go out there and do whatever we want. Maybe not so much. Just don't get caught, or you find yourself in a faraway land with no plane ticket home, and those walk-up tickets tend to be rather expensive.
Wow.
Just saying. Man. San Francisco Theater has pushed their 2021 season, which they'd already pushed into next year. They are now not going to start theater until July of next year. Previously, they were going to try to start in the spring, but now San Francisco Theater, July of next year. So they've kind of moved all of their schedule back. Last week, we talked about the president, what a great thing he did with the National Park Service. Oops. Here's the even up thing here. He pardoned Susan B. Anthony last week. It was the 100th anniversary of the women's suffrage, getting the vote and stuff, and that would have seemed very appropriate. Not so much. The museum turned down the pardon on her behalf because at the trial she wasn't allowed to present any witnesses or anything. It was basically a sham, and they fined her. And so she said that, you know, it wasn't a real trial, and so therefore she wasn't guilty. So the museum in New York, on her behalf, her memory, turned down the pardon that the president offered because they said she would have never accepted the pardon. Thank you, Mr. President, but she would never have taken a pardon, so on her behalf, we can't take one. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Wow, that's interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, kind of cool. Delta Airlines has extended middle seat blocks into January of 2021. This is really big news for folks. It's proving to be a buying decision for people. I expect that other airlines will follow them, but what it means is if you plan to travel someplace during the holiday season, Delta will block that middle seat unless you're flying in a party of three and that's what you want. Cruise bookings are continuing to rise for 2021. People are optimistic they can get back on the road. On TravelGuysRadio.com, you can find a list of all of the quarantine rules for U.S. states for August travel. There are a lot of them. If you are planning on traveling someplace in these United States, you best check before you buy a ticket that you can actually go there and do business once you get there. There's also a great thing there. If a European airline owes you a refund from all of this mess, Chris Elliott has written an excellent article on how to get your refund from a European airline if you're stuck there with a refund, and you can find that along with some other cool stuff at TravelGuysRadio.com, and that's your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys, and as Mark mentioned, you can follow along with what we talk about here on the program and other great stuff at TravelGuysRadio.com. Coming up, Public Information Officer for the Sacramento International Airport, Samantha Mott, joins us. We're going to talk about a brand-new international flight that's coming up, and that's next right here on the Travel Guys.
News Radio.
Hey there, it's Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Sorry, folks, Tom had another senior moment. Happens a lot. I need to make that appointment. You know the one I'm talking about? Anyway, Samantha Mott will join us at 3:35 to talk about the new international flight out of SMF. So
Samantha was probably driving down the freeway and pulled over, you know, got in an accident and said, oh, my God, I'm on 15 minutes sooner than I. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. And anyway, that gives me a good chance to tell people we had announced in our promos that Doris Gray, who is a local hotelier, was going to join us today. But Doris had to call me and postpone our interview together because she had to work the front desk. Such are the hazards of working in a hotel and being a quote, general manager these days, is that there is no job that you are too good for. So Doris had to work the desk all week. But we will catch up with her, and we will have her on the program sometime soon.
Well, you know, if you're a regular listener, I hope you're forgiving. If you're a new listener, you probably pretty much shot our credibility from here to whatever.
It's anyway, Sunday Mark, afternoon. There's a reason they put us here, you know. We can't hurt anybody here.
We pick this.
Yeah.
We like to be on the same. I'll tell you what it is.
Yes.
We like to be at the same time that John McGinnis is on Monday through Friday. So those that might be switching in to hear the John are going to get the Mark and Tom.
I never thought of that. In all of this time, I never thought of that.
There you go. Yeah.
And John's a pretty good guy. I like listening to his program. I really do.
We've talked about it. He's thanked us for having the same hour as him.
As him.
Okay, let's see here.
Should we charge him any royalties for that? Or
no, we're good.
All right, I've got Rick Steves' top 20 no travel tips. I'm not going to give you all 20 of them, but they're all listed at TravelGuysRadio.com. Clever ways for travelers to enjoy a little Europe while homebound. Does that sound like a possibility? Okay.
All right.
So these are things that you would do if you were in Europe. So that these will hopefully be, you know, humorous to you. So the first one is, gather up all the little toys and trinkets in your house, then follow your housemates from room to room, showing off each toy while shouting, €1, €1, €1. You know, like a street vendor type thing. Yeah, that's good. Walk through your living room every 3 minutes while people are watching TV, wag your finger at them and solemnly announce, no photo, no video, no photo, no video. Let's see. Wash all your unmentionables in the sink and then drape them over every possible bit of furniture in the bedroom.
Oh, I love that one.
When you do venture out, wear your money belt. Then to pay for things, pull up your shirt and dig out your money. Imagine doing that, you know, going down to Raley's and getting ready to pay, you know, for your, yeah, exactly. These are some of Rick Steves' top 20 no travel tips. For Europe travel tips for people who can't go to Europe. When your quarantined partner asks for water, ask gas or no gas. You know, bubbles are in Europe. They ask if you want water with bubbles or water without gas or no gas. Let's see. Put all your clothes and essentials for the trip you dreamed of taking in a carry-on size drawer and use only those things for 2 weeks. I really like that one.
Yeah.
Or use a Kerr suitcase for dirty laundry. That way it's just like unpacking from vacation every time you wash your clothes. So I like that. Pack all your clothes for the vacation in a small drawer and use only those clothes. And every time you use them, put them in your suitcase so you can pretend like it's your
own. That's great.
Gather up all your family souvenirs and set up a gift shop. Charge people you're quarantining with to buy them back. Goodness. If you're missing those wonderful European fountains, you can always throw coins in your neighbor's bird bath. And yell, this is for people now who have been to London. Yell, mind the gap whenever your family gets in the car. When you're getting on the subway or the train in London, they yell, mind the gap to be careful, you know, of the gap in between the car. Anyways, these are kind of fun. Oh, this is good. Put different types of alcohol in each room of your house. Then go on a pub crawl and make a point to talk with the locals while you drink up.
Excellent.
So everybody in your family will think you've lost your mind. Rick Steves' top 20 no travel tips. They're all listed at TravelGuysRadio.com. Okay, something a little bit more serious here. This is from our friend Joe Brancatelli. You remember Joe? He's been on with us a couple
Absolutely,
times.
Absolutely, yeah.
Joe has a paid website called Joe Sent Me. I only pay for one website in the travel business, only pay for one, and I pay for Joe's because it has the best information, and Joe's from New York, New Jersey, somewhere back there in the tri-state area, and he always has an opinion, and he's not afraid to put it out there, even in print, you know, which is even more dangerous. But anyway, Joe lives in a town in upstate New York, which is currently only served by American Airlines. He's close to Stewart Field. So he's served by a small American Airlines, and he laments the fact that they started out with wide-body planes, and they went to a smaller plane, and now they're down to 50-passenger regional jets, which are a miserable way to fly, is the only service. And if American doesn't get some bailout, that's one of the airports that American is pulling out of. So he stands to lose his only close-by air connection to get him places that he's going. So that's important context to this because of the fact that Joe says this time, not a dollar, not a dime, not a penny. The airlines want another bailout at the end of September, about $25 billion, or they're going to lay a bunch of people off. And Joe says, I repeat what I said in 2001 and again this March, not a dollar, not a dime, not a penny. He says, this time it's personal, and he explains about how he and his wife bought a home on the Upper Hudson, and they've been flying out of this secondary airport. But he's also saying that they only have 110 passengers a day that fly out of that airport. Fewer than 50 flyers use Del Rio, Texas, which is another airport American is pulling out of. 63 passengers use Stillwater, Oklahoma. Other airports are as close as 35 miles away. So what he's basically saying is that, and he uses a different word which initials BS, that American is holding this up over the government and saying all these people are going to lose service if you don't give us a bunch of money. And what he's saying is that's baloney because not a bunch of people are going to lose service. A lot of little airports are going to lose service that maybe shouldn't have had the service in the first place. And he's saying, I don't care if I have to drive down to Newark to catch a plane. It's not worth $25 billion of the taxpayers' money. The airlines dump on us continually. They have made the space between seats smaller. You pay for your seat selection. There are all kinds of ways that they goose us, and that's going to continue again. And so Joe is just saying, enough is enough is enough is enough, and that he is advocating, let's not bail the airlines out this time. Let's let them do for themselves and figure it out without taxpayer money. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Okay, more of the travel guys in that interview with Samantha Mott from SMF coming up.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Mark and Tom, the travel guys here with you, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for joining us here on KFBK. It's been a little while since we talked about Sacramento International Airport. Our special guest on the line today, Samantha Mott, the information officer from there. And we're talking about some new things that are in the works.
Samantha, congratulations. Got the press release from your office this week about some new service being added at Sacramento International. And, this is not the best of times for airlines, and most airlines are trying to keep existing service in the sky. So this is a brand new connection to Mexico City, a couple days a week starting this fall. Tell us a little bit about this new service, Samantha.
Yeah, Volaris announced this week that they are going to start a nonstop service to Mexico City from Sacramento International starting in November. We're just really excited. It's an additional offering that we have for Sacramento passengers into Mexico. It's really Mexico City is really the country's business and political center, but it's also, a great place for folks to go on vacation, explore a city. They have really great culinary options. So we're really excited to add this to our nonstop routes, our international nonstop routes.
Now, the flight leaves at 12:15 in the morning on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So basically Tuesday and Friday nights is when you're going to the airport. But on Wednesday and Saturday morning, little after midnight, the bummer side is that it's a red eye, but the good news side of that is that when you get to Mexico City at 7 a.m., the connections for throughout Mexico and other international connections are exceptionally good at that time of day. The return flight leaves Mexico City at 8 o'clock in the evening, also giving you an opportunity to be able to connect from other Mexican or international destinations and get home to Sacramento at 10:45 in the evening. So this is added to our existing international service to Mexico, correct?
Correct. Some of our other destinations, for example, like Lyon, tend to be a little bit more for visiting friends and family. This one, like I said, Mexico City, you know, we think we'll see business travelers and some vacationers taking advantage of this new flight.
Great news. By the way, we'll have a link to details about the new flight at travelguysradio.com. Samantha, what's going on out at Sacramento International Airport? Any changes, things to anticipate, restaurants, parking? Give us the latest.
Yeah, so our concessions are slowly opening back up now that we're starting to see an uptick in passengers. So our website, sacramento.aero, has every detail about what concessions are open, what's still closed, you know, the hours. Some of them have some adjusted hours. So really great resource for passengers to go and find out what they need to before their flight. Important for people to know, both of our economy lots are currently closed. However, our daily lot has been reduced to $10 per day, which is the same cost as the economy lots. And that lot has walking access to both terminals. There are roadway signs, so you know folks really need to pay attention to to the signs when they get on campus to find out to get to the daily lot. We have implemented lots of safety measures to, you know, the safety of our passengers is most important to us. So folks will notice that we have increased hand sanitizer stations. There are sneeze guards at all of our ticket counters, on our boarding counters. We have 6-foot markers reminding people to social distance, and we've increased cleaning, especially for high touch surfaces throughout the terminals. So those are going to be some of the things that they've noticed. It's also a requirement for all passengers when they get onto airport property to wear a mask. And they're going to find that every airline is going to require them to wear a mask as well. And now it is a requirement in line with California mandate to wear a mask when inside.
Excellent, excellent. Going to the airport to pick somebody up to take off for someplace, take your mask with you. Samantha, I just want to say here before we let you go that really congratulations to you and the team, to Cynthia and the folks there at Sacramento International. Most airlines are in most airports are struggling to just hang on to whatever service they have. And things like this new international service doesn't wake up one morning and say, hey, here's an idea. It's something that's worked on oftentimes for months or even years in advance by people on both ends, particularly like folks in Sacramento. So really a congratulations to you guys on snagging an expansion of international service here during the turndown. And it gives folks another way to not only get to Mexico and to other destinations within Mexico, but to get around the planet. So congratulations to all of you on that.
Well, thank you so much. Our service development team worked really hard on it, and we're just really excited about the new nonstop route.
Well, and I know you can't tell us about other things that you're working on, but remember, we're here, so we'd like to be among the first to know when you have some breaking news on some new service.
I will definitely send any breaking news your way.
Poughkeepsie. Well, look at there.
Poughkeepsie.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a nonstop to Poughkeepsie. That's what I'm looking for. Poughkeepsie. We've never had nonstops to Poughkeepsie, you know, and a lot of people go there from Sacramento, Poughkeepsie.
Right.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about Stewart, New York, the field at Stewart, which is actually a military field, and there's something about that field. Is it Stewart or Newburgh? Their abbreviation. Yeah, it's Stewart Field. Their abbreviation, we are SMF, and I think they're SNF. And back in the days when they used to handwrite luggage tickets, Sacramento bags ended up there and Stewart bags ended up in Sacramento very often.
I heard about that.
Because SNF and SMF were, and probably not a single person listening to the program gives a damn about any of that, but it just popped into my brain, you know?
Right. Well, at least none of your luggage may be ending up in Oregon. Oregon, or Oregon, or Oregon. Yeah, okay. I've got to address
thanks to our listener and friend Edwin Barker, who wrote in. He wrote in and said, "Tom, I just heard your program about the trip to Oregon. Nice job on it, but I cringed every time I heard you mispronounced Oregon. It's not Oregon, it's Oregon.
Oregon,
not Oregon."
Yeah.
I'm sure I've done the same thing.
The bad ones.
Well, he said, and then he says here later on, Edwin says, ask Mark. I think he's got the correct pronunciation down a little more accurately. Maybe he used
Oregon
there.
Or a gun.
What?
No, that's wrong. Or a gun is not right. Oregon is what we're looking
Oregon.
For. Oregon. Oregon, yeah.
Oregon.
Yeah.
It's
good to have listeners who are paying attention. That's all I have to say. Is because someday we might say something really screwy, and then those people will be good enough to pay attention. Anyway, back to the airport, which is where we were before all this, before we got off track here. And you went to Oregon.
Oregon.
That's pretty cool. Nonstop flights to New York City. We had those for a while, and then they went away. But really, I wasn't just blowing smoke there up somebody's rear end. It really is hard to get new international service. It is something that takes a long time and a lot of work and oftentimes money. And so it's, you know, it's a red eye 2 days a week, but you get into Mexico City in the morning, a prime time for connecting to other places in Mexico. So if you were going to other places than Mexico City, so now you got Guadalajara and Mexico City in Mexico. So the two best connecting points are available to travelers from Sacramento.
Have you been to Mexico City?
I have not.
You know, I've been very, very curious. Of course, Sacramento Kings have played a number of exhibition games there, as well as other sports teams. I've talked to some of my friends who travel to those games, and boy, the picture they paint of the traffic in that city is just horrific. I mean, it makes places like L.A. and others just seem like nobody's there.
Wow.
It's an extremely busy and traffic-wise, like Seattle. A lot of people, but once in a while, we'll give you the good news. It's an hour and a half from anywhere if you're trying to get into Seattle.
Hey, before we take our last break here and then come back and talk to folks about trains, and you mentioned Seattle, and this is a question that's come up at travelguysradio.com, oh, gosh, 4 or 5 times in the last couple, 3 weeks. People are asking, I'm planning a trip to Seattle or to Portland, and I'm really concerned about the protesting and all the violence and all the stuff that's going on there, and I probably should cancel my trip, yes? And you probably should cancel your trip, no. Unless you are doing business after noon in downtown Seattle or in Seattle between downtown and Capitol Hill, really is where most of the problems are, or in downtown Portland. These things are restricted to very small areas. And I mean, literally within 6, 8, 10 square blocks. So, the airports in both cities are well outside of town. I've been to both airports recently. Without any issues, there are not protesters or there's nothing to encumber you from getting around town. If you're going into the heart of town, and as the day gets later, you may find that there are some impediments to, and I wouldn't be there, frankly. But in terms of the rest of Seattle and Portland and all of the surrounding areas and all that stuff, it's summer, it's a beautiful time. Don't let any of that stuff stop you from going because it doesn't really have a whole lot to do with your vacation unless you are in a specific area doing business specifically in the downtown area. So I thought that would be worthy of mentioning since I've been asked several times online.
Understood, yes. Okay, how would you like to win a ride on the rails? Special guest coming up right after the break. We're going to talk about some excursions that are available right here real close by, both beer and wine and other types of little train outings, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets for those trains. In fact, you can pick the one that you want. More details to follow. Just be listening. We'll tell you how you can win right after the interview, and the interview is coming up next here on
News
the Travel
Radio.
Guide. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK, and I don't know, a month or so ago, we had an opportunity to talk trains, and we talked about the new, what's it called, the bike?
Yeah, the rail cars.
The rail cars. Sound like a lot of fun. We're going to kind of dovetail onto that. Mark, introduce our guest, if you would.
Well, Tom, we've got Rob Peterson, who is the general manager for the River Fox train. And Rob, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you, Rob, for joining us. I want to give you an opportunity to tell folks you have some unique type of train experiences on the river. And since folks are staying a little closer to home now and looking for things that that don't take them quite so far, we thought this would be a great opportunity to expose them to a new product. And then we talked about the interview, and little did I realize that on September the 12th, Sports Leisure Vacations has a group on the Old Vine Express. So if you can, Rob, tell me about these special trains and tell me a little bit about the Old Vine Express and the beer train, if you would.
Yeah, no, we spent about the last 6 months building a brand new station right on the Sacramento River, just north of the airport. So some of the our favorite and most popular excursions are the Old Vine Express, which would be a wine tasting experience, and the beer train. The Old Vine Express, you'll travel on about a 2.5 hour ride on the train along the largest trestle this side of the Mississippi. Then we'll head down along Sacramento River and through the farmland. You'll be offered eight different tastes of, you know, a variety of wines, some local, some from other regions. Generally, we have music and entertainment. We're under certain restrictions at the moment, so we do have all our guests remain on the open-air cars as they're enjoying the experience. We provide a snack to go along with the wine. Beer, very similar. On board the train, same experience. Start at the park, jump on the train for about 2.5 hours. Music and entertainment, and then have eight different tastes of both local and other beers from other regions. So that's kind of how those experience works.
Rob, let me ask you, for folks who might have a designated driver or somebody like that along with them, is the train tier priced? In other words, is there a way that folks can take the beer or the wine train, and if they're a non-drinker and along with their drinking friends, and is there a tiered pricing for that?
Yes, absolutely. We always encourage alternate transportation, however that may be. But for those of folks that bring a designated driver with them, the ticket price is half price of the normal, and they still get to enjoy the food experience, unlimited soft drinks available, and along with the 2.5 hour ride, but they just won't be offered the alcoholic beverages.
Rob, I see that I went to the website and check on pricing and so forth. And when I clicked on it, it indicated that I needed to call to get pricing for the train. So, what's the excursion? But either the beer train or the Old Vine Express. What's the fee on that?
Right now, the beer and wine are both at $69. Designated driver would be $35, and then some of the excursions start at $39, and then children are cheaper at $24.
So, Rob, you said the station, your new station, is out north of the airport. Maybe I missed this here, but did you tell us where the train goes? Does it go south from the airport down towards Old Town?
We started the station, which is we're the very first off ramp past the airport. So, if you're heading northbound on I-5, it'd be the first off ramp. If you're on the waterway, we are directly across the river from Swabies. The train on these 2.5 hour excursions goes in both directions. So it makes its way northbound into the town of Woodland, reverses directions, goes all the way down south to the Weir, which is just a little bit north of the IKEA West Sac kind of shopping center. And then it makes its way back to the station.
Tell us a little bit about the River Fox excursion, which is a little different. And I understand that you have some senior discounts going there. Tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We offer different discounts at different times. Sometimes we have military veteran discounts. Sometimes we do Boy Scout, Girl Scout discounts. Sometimes senior citizens are half off. The actual excursion is we're running it every Sunday. It kind of showcases some of the Gold Rush history. The guests enjoy a 1.5 to 2 hour train ride, and either before the train ride or after. Anyone that would like to participate, we have a gem mining experience where you can sift through some of the sand, and we have open troughs with running water, and each guest is guaranteed to walk away with some unique gems and rocks to collect and take home with them.
Rob, before we let you go here, you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I wanted to give you a chance to come back to it because it's something that's on everybody's mind. You mentioned that the train cars are open air, so that you can facilitate folks being able to social distance and stuff like that. Is there anything that you want to add to that to tell the folks who might be listening who might have a concern about this in COVID days?
We absolutely take the utmost precautions, very similar to a restaurant that would offer dining in their exterior seating outside. We have the same thing. Seating arrangements are all spaced out and carefully measured. The train is sanitized before and after each excursion, along with during the experience. All beverages offered are, you know, all sealed prior to and served directly to the guests. All the staff wears masks. If a guest was to arrive without a mask, we certainly are willing to provide that for them free of charge. We do encourage everyone to maintain all the social distancing and the required standards with this COVID-19.
Rob Peterson is the general manager of the Fox River Train, which has excursions on the weekends just outside of Sacramento, a variety of excursions, beer trains, wine trains, sightseeing trains. You can go to travelguysradio.com, and you can find a link to all of the Fox River Train's excursions. Rob, thank you very much for joining us on the Travel Guys.
No, thanks for having me. Certainly appreciate it.
Well, all right. You know, not that long ago, we talked to someone. Mark, do you remember the gentleman's name we spoke
Chris
to
Hart.
about the rail cars?
Chris Hart.
Chris, yes, yes. And the rail cars, I basically launched from around that same area. Sound like a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
If you go to our website, travelguysradio.com, we got a link to the rail cars and both the wine and the beer trains. And Mark, are you much of a train guy?
I am. I really enjoy riding the train. I like the long distance Amtrak trains. I think this is kind of innovative. These guys have got some outdoor rail cars, so it's summertime, so it's perfect for wine and beer tasting and stuff like that. It's the perfect activity really for right now when people can't or don't want to go very far, and they're looking for outdoors-ish things to do, so that's the perfect kind of indoor-outdoor thing. Same thing as the rail cars, you know. I mean, one of these days, you and I are going to have to get – I'm just afraid that we'll get out there and get halfway, run out of gas, you know, physical gas.
I can see the picture in the paper. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, when we talked to Mr. Hart, these rail cars, they're, you pedal them.
Yes.
But they also, if I'm not mistaken, have you generate some electrical power. So there are times when you can stop pedaling and the rail car will continue on its own. It's kind of like the, you know, the new modern day bicycles that you can purchase that, you know, have a built-in basically electric motor on them. And you pedal along at 10, 15 miles an hour. And then you stop pedaling and hit go, and now you're doing 20, and you're not pedaling.
Now,
so it's not a motorcycle, but it is basically kind of an electric bike. And if I'm not mistaken, and you can probably check it out at their website, the rail cars have the same thing. We have a pair of tickets.
We do. We do.
And we made the arrangements that you can choose whether you want to take the wine train, the beer train, or the family train that does a little mining, I think is what they do.
Two tickets for any of the three trains. It's good for a year, so you can use it any time you want to. And here's how you get it: you call Luis at 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530, and Luis is going to take the sixth caller and give them the tickets. So don't call right now. Just wait. Oh, wait. Like 15, 20. There's like five or six lines coming into the station. So Luis will figure out who is the winner there. Two tickets on the River Fox train. Thank you for joining us today on the Travel Guys. Remember, you can find everything that we talked about on the show at travelguysradio.com, including a link to our podcast, Dance Like Nobody's Watching. Thomas?
All right, my friends, you stay well. We'll see you next time right here on The Travel Guys. Bye for now.
He never has the time to turn around.